Good morning. Today is Friday, June 10th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Daytime high temperatures will be back in the low 80s to start the weekend, with overnight lows in the 60s. Friday is expected to be clear, but there's a good chance of rain Saturday and Sunday. In our top story, Democratic state lawmakers accused Republican legislative leaders of hiding away proposals that would attempt to rein in gun violence during an emotional press conference on Thursday. The criticism comes in the wake of the shooting at a school in Texas that left 19 students and two teachers dead. Democrats have introduced more than 10 gun bills in the North Carolina House since 2016, but none have made it to the House floor for debate. A lot of the legislation that's being pushed by those on the political left is really just gun control, and it would simply take guns away from law-abiding citizens, House Speaker Tim Moore told reporters. The thing that you want to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good person with a gun. A few hours after the news conference, three people were killed in a factory in Maryland when one employee opened fire on his co-workers. A fourth person was in critical condition. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would fine hospitals, physician groups, and other health care providers up to $25,000 for sending bills for sexual assault exams to victims' insurance companies instead of to the Department of Public Safety. State law requires that the bills go to DPS, which uses federal funds to pay them. At the request of State Treasurer Dale Folwell, Blue Cross Blue Shield reviewed claims it received last year and found 92 that were for sexual assault exams or tests. Those claims came from 60 different providers, including major hospitals across the state. Monica Johnson Osler, executive director of the North Carolina Coalition Against Sexual Assault, told the News and Observer that victims were traumatized enough without also having to pay an insurance copay. House Bill 626 would also establish a medical billing code specifically for sexual assault exams to minimize clerical errors. In education news, Wake County school leaders are considering not holding classes on Election Day because of potential safety risks to students. Many schools are used as polling places. The school system is currently scheduled to have classes on November 8, when potentially more than 100,000 voters will enter schools to cast their ballots. Parents have been lobbying Wake to hold a teacher workday on Election Day so that students won't be exposed to safety risks from so many strangers walking onto school campuses. And finally, Drag Queen Story Hour is back on for this Saturday's Pride Festival in Apex, now that Equality NC has taken over after citing disappointment with town officials. Earlier this week, Apex Mayor Jacques Gilbert announced on Facebook that the town's festival commission had decided to cancel the Story Hour because of feedback that included violent threats. On Thursday, the group Equality NC announced that it will sponsor Apex Pride and restore the Story Hour. Pride is first and foremost about our community, Equality NC Executive Director Kendra R. Johnson said. It has always been about our collective voices, our stories, our resilience, and our hopes. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.